Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and we are on air, I believe, and this is Enter the Light with Jan, which is me, Jan Drake Bakke, and Sue Fields Diallamonte. And we also have Lynn Bleasdale, who just got knocked out right before we start this show. And I am on the boards right now trying to figure out how to run it. So all I can do is try, and if it doesn't work out, then we will have to shut it down. And hopefully Lynn will come back in and be able to be here. So let's see what I should do. So anyway, I want to introduce Sue Fields Diallamonte, who is with me here. Sue, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you tonight, Jan?
I'm fine. I just didn't expect this, but I'm hoping that Lynn will be able to come back on, and we can always, shut down too if we need to, if I can't figure it out, and I will try. But anyway, I do have a few announcements, but before that, Sue, do you have any announcements first?
No, I don't have anything right now, so...
Okay.
That is great.
Okay, well then I'll just make a few announcements here, and we'll just go on like we normally do. Well, I wanted to announce thank you, Kevin Westerlund, for sharing our show, and he does it every single week, and we really appreciate it. And I wanted to announce that my brother Stephen, who has just retired, Steve Drake, he has just retired from his teaching job that he taught at a high school, two different high schools, and he had a master's degree, and he taught for about 18 years all the way through and just did a phenomenal job, and they loved him so much. He got all kinds of awards, and the kids gave him parties and awards all the time, and the schools gave him awards. So I'm bragging about my brother. Okay, I brag about my friends and family all the time.
It is great, but I
just talked to him a couple of days ago, and what I'm really wanting to announce also, too, is that he just happened to do a funeral where he sang, because he is a singer, and one of his friend's sons, the son died, and so she asked him to do the funeral. And he sang in it, and I think he gave the words also, because he is a pastor of some sort in the Christian religion. And I guess it went really well, and one of their pastor friends has asked him to do some more. So he's going to be doing some more singing, which I'm really glad about, because he has sung before in other events, and he's really good, so he kind of follows my dad. Yeah, so, and then he wanted to tell me and tell us that a message, and he says, I just love dead people, so I thought that was cool. That was a nice thing for him to say,
because
he knows that we're mediums, and we do medium work, so.
Right.
Anyway.
I'm talking with Lynn right now on message.
Okay.
The Blog Talk crashed on her. She is trying to get back in.
Okay, good.
And
great.
She said that there's a microphone icon to the far left where the callers are showing.
Uh-huh.
And that is what you push to connect with a caller.
Okay, that's great. That's in blue. So that's... Okay, cool. That's fine. well, we'll make it. It'll be fine. We'll just, carry on, and she'll get back on.
Absolutely.
We can start with a caller. Do you want to, shall we? Or should we start with talking about tools? Or what do you think?
Did you have a poem or anything you wanted to share tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I have a poem, definitely.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
Okay, thanks. This poem is, I had this, it's called We Love Love, and I have it on Twitter. And my friend Matthew Blowers III, who's on Twitter, who just made a song out of one of my poems, another poem a couple weeks ago, saw this poem, and he went ahead and put some more words to it, and so we're making another song here. So I'm just going to read the collaboration of the two of both of our poems.
Great.
Yeah. So it goes, we love love. Love is divine. Love is surreal. It defines our life. It completes our humanness. It belongs to you and I. It is our true nature. As two hearts fly on the wings of two souls, an extra pair to catch each other when moods fall, two sets of lips to collide in midair like pink clouds, gently merging and condensing feelings intensely. Love is heavenly. Love abounds. And that's it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Lynn's going to try to Skype in.
Okay, so she'll Skype in. That's cool. Okay. Well, our topic tonight was going to be on tools and talking about what we use for our readings and our work. Tools meaning all kinds of stuff. And I wrote down a few things that I think are tools. And I know that that Sue has a lot of knowledge, a lot more knowledge than I do about tools. And so I would love to, I'd love to hear what you think about tools, Lynn, or Sue.
Okay. To me, tools can be anything that you set an intention with, just like everything else in the universe, your intentions. But I do like, I have used my crystal ball when working on missing person cases. I've not had any success yet with doing the scrying with the ball for a regular reading, but I have, thank God, been able to help find two different people and a couple of animals using the crystal ball. And it's just so wonderful.
Wow.
You put your intention out there and the pictures come through, and it'll be like a beautiful, fast-moving, cloudy picture, and flashes of different things come through, and the energy, and I love my ball, and I want to work with that more. But so far, its only purpose has been for missing person cases. I also really like using my pendulums.
Cool.
I think I have six of them right now. I have not found one that will allow me to work with clients yet, but I can use them for answering. They're very simple questions, yes and no questions. I am trying to find one that I can use in my healing work and also to use for readings with others. But it's just the energy that comes through them, and you ask a question and they'll swing in one direction for yes and another direction for no, or if it's not clear, there's not an answer right now, they don't do anything. But they've been so very, very accurate for me. And I also really like using the divining rods or dowsing rods. Now,
hello?
I've been able to use those when we know that there's a spirit nearby, but we're not able to contact the spirit. It's just confirmation. And I was also in a shop one day, and I kept detecting something, but no spirit was coming through. And the lady that owned it was a metaphysical store. And the lady said, oh, that would be my dragon. She has a dragon that follows her.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, I picked up on the dragon. It was so nice, but I have been able to go through buildings and houses in different areas with the rods and detect spirits there. I've been able to use them on individuals for healing energy. They will direct me to the area where I need to concentrate on when doing that work. And then we have our cards, our wonderful tarot and oracle cards that work off of energy and give us answers. I mean, there's so many different tools, candles, to
oh, right. candles, yes.
Yeah, to amplify the energy. And I like using white to bring in the purity and the love and the spirit and the positive. But that's another thing. It's complete intent. If you don't have a white candle, you only have a yellow one, you light it with the intent of bringing in positive energy and clearing the air. And there's so many with the aromatherapy, and we have such a vast field that we can pull from.
I'm loving hearing what you're saying. This is so neat, because sometimes I love using white candles myself. I always use those, but I ran out and I'm using a red candle tonight. And I think I used a red candle last week too. But I agree with you. The intent is so important. And but I love hearing about the pendulum too. I work with the pendulum, but I don't use it on clients because I don't trust it yet. I use it for myself, and I have used it for others, but that one isn't. I'm not completely trustworthy for me, but I know that people use it, and it really does work for them. And I really want to use the crystal ball. I don't know. I like the whole image of it, you know, and stuff. I guess that's why I like it. But actually, for missing persons, that's amazing. That blows my mind that you were able to find missing persons and animals. How amazing.
It was so confusing at first, because it was the first time I had ever used it. And mm-hmm. I had had past life readings, and I've used a crystal ball in several of my past lives, so it carried on to this life too. But it was the first time, and I was just so drawn to my ball, so I pulled it out, and I kept getting like a dirty, foggy image, but then it looked like waves too. And of course, we try to make sense out of any message that we get, which we really shouldn't do. We should just relay the message. Well, it had ended up that this gentleman was near the water, but he was also in a very dark, dirty alley area off the water. So
wow.
It came through bits and pieces. But
so did you see... You in the ball itself, you actually saw the image of him?
Yes.
Or, oh, my God. I mean, so it came through the ball. I mean, you saw it. That's, wow.
And it'll just be really quick flashes. Just
right,
like an eye. So, but it helped to bringing in more messages also. As I was concentrating on the ball, I was able to see in my mind's eye,
okay,
and what he was doing along with the flashes in the ball. So,
okay,
it
was
a big, big help.
Oh, that's so neat! I'm gonna have to get one just for this reason, because I love that work too. And but that is so. Congratulations to you. That's so neat. You know, people. When they see that image of the crystal ball, they think, ooh, it's real woo-woo and weird and, ooh, be careful and all that. And it has that stereotype of gypsy energy, which is all fine, too. Gypsy energy is fine as long as the intent is pure.
Absolutely.
And all that, too. You know, but it's neat to actually hear someone talk about them, how they have actually worked with it, the ball, and what effects you've had from it. So that's great. And also the dowsing rods, I had never experienced those before, except that for the first time I had this event with Allison Elephant Allen and Carrie Silver Lining Mina. I was sure to get their names right tonight. And they're giving me a message here on this thing. I'm not quite sure. It says, you're not connected. Please call in. Okay, I'm not quite sure what this is.
Okay.
But anyway, I was at the event with Allison and Carrie here in Las Vegas a couple months ago, and they were giving a beautiful spiritual event. And they used these, they had us use the dowsing rods, and it was so much fun because they really do work. I mean, they actually work, and it's real. And we found out how big our energies were, and the rods would expand according to how your energy was, you know, your aura that's around you and your energy around you, and you'd have to walk backwards or forwards to see how far your energy would open up to, and then we looked around for spirits and stuff, and that was neat. Linda Hack and I found one that we felt that, one that we worked on as a missing person, and we felt that we contacted him, and hopefully that was true, and we have faith that it was. And so that was the first time I ever tried that, so that was neat.
I've never tried that. I'm going to have to try that. DC just sent a message, and she's listening in and wanted to know if we would like help in the studio.
Definitely.
Yes, please, DC.
And I have a little pop-up that says, you're not connected, please call in, and so I don't know what I should do with that.
Oh, I don't know.
So maybe I'm not, it says end the episode, but I don't want to touch it because I don't want to go off air.
No, don't touch that yet.
Yeah,
don't
touch it. Well, I'll just keep going. There's a couple things that, or do you want to say any more about some of it? I have a couple that I use.
You go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm pretty new to the tools. I haven't used them too much, except for a crystal. That's the one I use all the time. The white crystal. And I usually hold it in my hand a lot when I meditate, or I put it on my forehead, in the middle of my forehead, where they say the third eye is.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to enhance that area so that we can see and hear and receive our messages, and it opens up that area. I use that, and then I use meditation, of course, is what I use for everything, for all the readings, all the crimes I do, everything, and that's a huge one. And then I also use the vowel sounds, and this is from Patty Negri. She teaches these. It's like O, E, ah, O, O, and saying it over and over, like O, 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 E, 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 ah, 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 O, O, O. And that's supposed to clear out the chakras doing those vowel sounds.
I've heard that. I've never tried it yet.
What's that?
I've heard of that, but I haven't tried it yet.
Oh yeah, it is really cool. It really does work. It's really neat. So I use that before I go on to readings or meditations, and also just basically doing prayers. I do a lot of prayer. I do the Lord's Prayer for everything also, and that's just in reference to my mom because she was a very devoted Christian. And that's the prayer that I know and I grew up with, so I use that, and I like it. And then I go on to doing, the vowel sounds and the meditations, the chakra meditations. And that's basically all I've been able to do other than, the crystals, what I'm using. And I want to move on to trying the crystal ball, so that's my... next thing.
There's so many tools out there to help us what we do. And with the crystals, I have two small wands that I'll use at times. One is the selenite, which is white, and the other is shungite, which is black. And a person is having trouble focusing, or if I'm having trouble focusing, I hold one in one hand and one in the other, because then it's a balance of your energy with the black and white, like the yin and yang. And
oh, neat.
That really helps a lot.
Oh, I love the sound of that, too.
That's
cool.
I have tons of crystals. I love my crystals.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. I'm in the studio.
Hi,
great.
Thank you know what, there is something with Blog Talk, because it took me 3 or 4 times to get in.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's, yeah, there's something going, it's funky, it's not working properly. But the good thing is I can see the switchboard.
Okay.
And yes. If you'd like, I could just run the switchboard for you guys.
That would be fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah. That's
okay.
All. Yeah, don't have to wheel. Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Awesome. Well, you just let me know when you guys want to take a call. You do have quite. You have a couple callers here.
Okay.
Okay. I think I know Sue. I know your area code. And Jan, what is yours?
702.
Okay. So okay. That, I thought that was Sue. And what is yours, Sue?
740.
Okay. So I've got the two of you guys. Okay. Great. So we still have some callers.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to get on calls then, Jan?
Yeah, I'm all done with tools. Are you pretty much done, too?
I'm pretty much done.
Hey, you've got about at least 4 callers waiting to talk to you, lovely ladies. They're really excited is what I'm feeling here.
Okay, fantastic.
What I'll do is I'll bring the first one on. Okay. Okay. This. Hi, area code 650. You're live with Enter the Light. Can we have your name,
Hi.
Please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. I'm going to turn you over to Jan and Sue, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello. Hi, Jan, and hello, Sue.
Hi.
I really enjoyed listening to your show.
Oh, good. Thank you. Well, what's that?
I said especially this topic. It's really
about
interest.
The tools?
Yeah, especially of late. I think I've just let my divination skills sort of just loom in the background, and I think I'm ready to use them now. I just feel this calling. So it's really exciting.
Oh, that's neat. I'm glad that you want to now, because I want to too. I'm seeing an animal right away, but do you have a question?
Yeah, actually, so I recently had some mediumship experiences, and I've been told that many more are to come, and I'm looking forward to that. I want to enhance that, and also to just enhance my intuition and open up the third eye. I've been doing some meditations recently and just a lot of prayer. And I was just wondering if you gals have any insight into what you think might resonate with me. If you see anything or get any messages, I'd be open. And by the way, Sue, your voice is so mysterious. I love it. It just goes with the gypsy aura.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's sweet. It is a beautiful. It is a neat voice she has.
Yeah. Whatever you think. Would work for me to enhance my skills.
Okay. So, Sue, shall I go ahead and go?
Sure, go ahead, Jan.
Okay. The first thing I saw when you got on was the turtle. And when you're talking right now, talking about your skills and stuff, I'm seeing your eyes, and I'm feeling like in your eyes is where you're going to be able to, that's where we all do our work, a lot of it, not just in our heart. We work out of our heart, of course, but some of us work through our eyes, which I do a lot. I see a lot of images, and that's what I was being shown for you, were your eyes, and I'm feeling like you're going to be able to see. And you can do mediumship that way, of course. You can see images and spirits that way inside of your mind's eyes, and using that part of yourself. So that's the first thing I'm seeing are your eyes. Is that that's what you'll be using that part of yourself, which is called clairvoyance and for mediumship also. But I got the turtle for you, and so let's see. The turtle is a really powerful animal, especially in the spiritual realm. So,
did you draw a card for that?
Oh no, I see it. I see the animal.
Oh, you just saw it. I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't use cards.
Yeah.
Oh
I
yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm able to see the animals usually, and so I don't use cards. Although there's nothing wrong with using cards, I've just never used them to see the animals. So I'm able to see them. So anyway, it says you're taking on way too many of the problems and troubles of others, and it's asking you to slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery, and be patient, determined, and stick with it. And before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. And it's a good time to change your diet and start eating better, basically is what they're saying, and move through your life more slowly and attentively. You'll discover great deal of wisdom emerging from unexpected sources. And so don't be in a hurry. That's the thing about the turtle. The turtle is the message about the turtle is to take your time and slow down. And to use, using meditation is a good, they're talking about that here too, which is what I use for any kind of the psychic work. That's just my thing, is the meditation. I'm able to tap into mediumship that way, images, messages, everything. It's the telephone for me to the other side and to the higher dimension. So you might want to try meditation also, which you just said, and keep doing that. And you are, with the turtle, you're also a good listener and an excellent problem solver. And it's good to move slower around the world on the earth, but you always, you amaze people is what they say, and you're self-determined and have the ability to stay focused. So with that guide around you, you're going to be able to do really well with working on your mediumship. And I keep seeing, they're bringing me the eyes again. I'm still seeing the eyes here. So I think you're going to do well in this.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because they're just showing me your eyes, and that's the window of our soul. And so that's the kind of work that we're doing here. So keep at it.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miranda. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
When you are using your mediumship skills, are you clairaudient? Do you hear different things?
The people that just passed recently, this is really new to me. This is just a recent experience that I've encountered in my dreams of these two people that recently passed in my life and came to me in a dream. And so I actually saw them and heard them in the dream. And many, many years ago, it was just like a thought. I was like trying to help someone, and all of a sudden this thought came to me to try to help her, and it resonated with her, and I touched a deep wound in her. So that's really been my experience, early on and the dream now.
I pulled a card for you, and the card that I pulled right away was clairaudience. So I think that is what is going to be coming up maybe next for you that you should be concentrating on. You'll hear things in your mind, or you might hear in your mind messages coming from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that.
Okay.
Concentrate on that. I think that's going to be really what's coming through for you clearer, is being able to hear the messages. It'll be in your head, but it'll be actual words to come through.
Okay.
And just continue to take your time. Work at it slowly. Try to work on possibly breathing exercises while you're meditating or while you're praying, too, to work as a cleanse, to pull in all the positive and the clean and blow out all the negative and the unneeded. to leave more space for the positive energy to come in. And I'm getting water for you. I don't know if you should be around water or if you need to drink more water.
Mm-hmm. I think I need to drink more water. I've been given that message again recently. Yeah.
Hey, because water came through real, real clear.
Mm-hmm.
So work on listening
okay.
to what messages are coming through and try doing the breathing and concentrate as you're breathing. Pull in the positive love and light and blow out any negative energy and open your mind up. And try doing exercises with your third eye. Have something that you can focus on. Close your eyes
mm-hmm.
and focus with the area of your third eye. And you're going to have more messages coming through, I feel, that way also. But I think a lot more fields are going to be opening up for you. And I feel maybe healing also. So if you listen, it might be bringing in something that you, the healing aspect
mm-hmm.
of our field also.
Okay.
So it might be a hands-on, a Reiki, whatever resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's I do a hands-on myself. I don't do the technical Reiki. I have been blessed with the ability to do hands-on with people and animals and work that way. So that might be something you might want to concentrate on too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, well. A lot to work on.
there's
sure.
A lot coming your way.
Oh, wonderful. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, just breathe and take it slow. Don't try to rush anything. Concentrate, but don't rush. Because the more we rush, the less we get.
Right. Very good. Good word. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, ladies. Are you another caller's been out for quite a while. I'd like to open that line up if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really... Okay. Hello, area code 210. You're live with Into the Light. Hi.
Hello, 201.
Hi, can you hear us? This is Into the Light.
Yeah, I think you had said 210, and I'm.
Yeah, I probably did. You know what? I'm reading Lynn's messages.
Let me say hi. It might be me.
Honey, there's with
I'm
us.
Jennifer.
And Lynn is she's point. Typing to me, and she's saying there's gremlins everywhere. So I went to say 201, and I said 210. I'm sorry. Can we have your name, please?
Okay. I'm Jennifer from New Jersey.
Okay, Jennifer.
What kind of messages or anything do you have from anyone for me? Can I ask such a question? Like, I'm open.
Yeah.
Of course.
Whatever's on your mind.
I'm just wondering if you had any messages or anyone in spirit for me.
Well, I'm seeing Jennifer. This is Jan. And the first thing I'm seeing is a sort of a medium-sized dog.
Okay.
And he looks kind of, there's like he sort of has a bushy, it's longish hair, you know what I mean? And so he looks a little bit kind of white, too. And
okay.
Let's see. That's huh?
I'm trying to think who that is you're talking about.
Well, it looks like a dog that you may have known before to me, but I'm going to because it was coming through like a I don't know how to describe it. There was a lot of clouds and stuff like that. And energy around it. And so at first it looked like it was a flying, a horse almost, but then it kind of merged into a dog.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just going to stay with that and see what that says. Do you have any dogs, or do you have any dogs passed over?
No.
Okay, that's all right. That doesn't matter.
It could be someone that I know that passed, and the dog. Like, I'm trying to think.
And that may come to you. So anyway, I'm just going to give you an idea of what the guide means. The dog guide, spirit guide, is to keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. And it's important for you. It's important to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service, and remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you're closest to, and give your loyalty to those you love and cherish. And the animal totem dog is one that is about being loyal to your friends, loyal to your work and community, and serving humanity, and thriving in groups of people to be in. When someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. So that's basically what the dog is saying. And they're, of course, remind us of being loyal and hardworking and always loving and gentle and kind. And so that is what the dog is. So that's what I'm seeing around you, and I think that's a very nice totem to have around you, and very nice animal.
Yeah.
So that right now, that's all I'm getting. That's all I'm seeing was the dog and maybe a horse. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Sue.
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Sue.
Hello.
I am getting that you do have a lot of loved ones around you, and they are trying to contact you with subtle messages. It might be the flicker of a light, or...
That happened this afternoon at the chiropractor.
A familiar...
I was just telling my mother about it. I'm like, I think that's something for me. It's kind of strange.
And it could be a familiar scent also. So pay attention to any of the little tiny signs that are out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know my husband has been around for the last 2 days, all day and all night, because I smell Parmesan cheese through the whole house.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that's one of his scents when he's near us. And he's been around a lot. So pay attention. Smells, lights flickering, feathers, coins, any little out of the ordinary, that's going to...
Can you pick up on the person that maybe was doing that? Do you see, like, is it like a male, you know, or a female? Can you give me any more
I'm getting a female.
Okay.
Older, a grandmotherly type.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing butterflies also.
That could be my aunt. That was like a grandmother figure to me.
Okay.
It was
older, grandmothery, but butterflies. And I'm also picking up, have you had an instance in your life recently where you have given away your power to somebody else? You've been backing down on a situation and letting somebody else take control?
I'm trying to think.
Because I'm picking up that there's something going on around you that you need to take charge of, again, that you're letting somebody else have control over you.
Okay. I didn't need to think about it. I just met this new guy, so I can't blame him.
Well, if he
I put one aside and I'm starting to meet someone new, so.
Okay, well, that could be it. You, with the old one, and he had control of your power, and it's time for you to take it back.
Yeah, in a way, he kind of could be like that. No more.
Well, see, that's just confirmation that you did the right thing, that you're moving in the right path by getting rid of him and taking control of your life back.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. And those are the messages that I've got for you, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you.
I hope it helped.
Yep.
And, you know, guys, if I could add just to this reading, I just see a grandfather figure coming in, Jennifer.
Okay.
And he's walking with a cane.
Okay.
And he's just that he's so proud of you. He wants you to know he's so proud of you. I feel like he's telling me he comes to you in your dreams. And he's just saying she's got such amazing gifts. You have psychic gifts is what he's telling me.
Oh.
You know, that you're very psychic yourself. Did he have something wrong like with the like a lung area? Because I feel like really heavy in the chest when I'm given this message.
He had heart attack.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling like, the chest. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so he's just saying that you don't have to have approval from others. You just, you know, you just be who you are. And I'm getting there's, you had spoken about an aunt, Sue, and he was talking about an aunt at the same time. So, I mean, he was validating that, okay? And he's saying
what
she's been going
thing?
Into.
What was he validating?
He was just talking about the aunt. You know, like when you were talking about the aunt, he was coming in and like saying something about the aunt as well.
Okay.
Okay. Lynn is asking. Drake, does the name Drake mean anything?
Drake?
D-R-A-K-E? Drake? D-R-A-K-E?
Drake.
Okay,
Drake.
So she's... did he like, is that where he liked to go, maybe?
Drake Kate.
But that's what I'm getting like as a gentleman, you know, an older gentleman, grandfather figure. And like you said, he's around you, and I sort of feel like a little bit depressed. Like he seems like he may have been a little bit depressed like towards the end. But he does visit you while, you know, while you're in your dream state.
Okay, I believe it.
Okay, so that's what we have for you. And he's just wanted to come by and say hello. And you have such a cheering section on the other side. And he's saying she's such a beautiful, compassionate woman.
Okay, thanks, guys.
What is that thing about, did he go to that place? Did he go to the bakery? You were saying Drake Bakery?
No, it was like these little cakes. I think maybe
the Drake cakes. Do you like to eat those?
Yeah,
was
Drake
that one of the
cakes.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's Justin.
So.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's a validation. Awesome. Okay, well, that's what I have. Ladies, is there anything else that you'd like to give to Jennifer?
I don't have anything else, please.
Okay.
I am seeing a heart right now, and it's a pink heart. And I'm not, it's just showing up, that's all. It's just showing itself. It's not a red heart, it's a very pink heart. So that's a very nice sign of love.
That is
and,
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Because I was messaging someone on Facebook and I put the pink heart, like, not long ago.
Okay, good.
And Lynn was sending a heart the same time that you were seeing a heart, Jan. So that was kind
of
cool.
Oh, neat. I'm away from the, I am at my chair. I'm not even over there. So that's neat.
Yeah. Yep. I'm talking to her on Facebook, and I'm in the studio, so I'm bouncing here. Okay. Well, that was awesome reading, Jennifer. Please give the beautiful ladies a call back. Stay in touch with them,
you.
Okay? Have a blessed night, hon. Thank you.
Okay.
We have another caller here.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, you're live with the light. 510 area code.
Thank you for taking
my
call.
Can we have your name?
Tasha. Yes, Tasha. Calling from California.
Tasha.
Okay, Tasha.
Yeah, Tasha.
I'm gonna turn you over to Sue and Jan.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Tasha. It's Jan.
Hi.
And what do you have a question?
Just any messages that that or anything that you guys pick up.
Okay. Well, right away I'm seeing like a it's some reindeer, and there it's kind of like a sleigh that's on the ground, and it's about to take off. It's like running on the ground. They're running, you know, and they're just about to take off and go up into the air. So that might reflect something in your life. I don't know. Does that reflect anything in your life?
Possibly.
Okay. It just feels like it's running, and it's right about to take off and go up in the air. And so I'm gonna and the reindeer, and it's a little early for Christmas, but that's okay.
Okay.
I wanted to see if they had that. Reindeer do have a specific. They are very specific.
Okay. They tell me to look forward to Christmas.
Yes, for sure. That may be a sign about that time to look to think about what's going to be happening for Christmas.
All right. Okay.
I can't seem to find that listing of reindeer, so I think I will go ahead and pass it over to Sue if you're ready, Sue, and I'll just go ahead and try to find it. Reindeer for her. Is that okay, Sue?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hi, Tasha. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Hey.
I keep hearing health. Are you having some issues with your health right now?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Tasha?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. I'm picking up health. Are you having health issues right now?
Yeah, I was recently diagnosed with lupus.
Okay. It's the first thing that popped up was health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking into natural remedies for that, or are you going the medical route?
I went to natural remedies. I went marijuana.
Okay. That I was hearing natural would be good for you, so that would help. That might help.
Okay.
Or even the CBD oil helps with that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get now. Yes,
okay. And for your energy levels, you're having low energy?
Yes, with the lupus.
Okay, concentrate on the different cycles of the moon and the sun. And see which one works best for you. If you pull more energy during the moon, the nighttime, go outside, absorb all the energy that you can from the universe, what it has to offer, and just be really kind and gentle with yourself right now. Take care of you. That's not being selfish. You need to put you first.
Okay.
And watch your diet.
I know, because I'm having a hard time holding down meat.
Okay. You might want to stay away from that for a little while. Keep a journal of how you feel after you eat something.
Okay.
And pay attention to that, because you might need to lean more towards a cleaner vegetarian-type diet for a while until you get this more under control.
Okay.
But when you start getting it back under control, then bring more meat in. And I wouldn't do beef. I would do more of the poultry or fish.
Okay, I'm allergic to fish.
Okay, then stay away from the fish, but lighter meat. Because the red meat is so heavy and hard to digest. So try to stay.
Because I've been trying to go lean ground beef.
Yeah. I think I would just even temporarily stay away from any of the red meat and more on chicken and turkey because it's lighter and it's easier on your system.
Okay.
And you can get a lot of protein out of that, but try to concentrate on a vegetarian and the poultry. And just really take it easy. And the naturopath, if you're going to a naturopath, follow their instructions.
Okay.
Do some research about vitamin supplements, too.
Okay.
That might benefit you with the energy levels.
Okay. Do you ever see me getting my weight back, or I'm just going to stay this little?
I think you're... I would say smaller just
okay.
because of everything that's going on. And then if you change your diet, you'll be more lean.
Okay.
So concentrate on the diet and
okay.
it'll all come back as it's supposed to. But you need to get that all in check first, hon.
Okay. All right. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Best of luck with that.
Yeah.
And Tasha, after you, Sue, when you're done.
I'm done, Jan. Thank you, Tasha.
Okay.
Tasha, I've had a health problem myself for quite a while, and I lost a lot of weight. And it took me quite a few years to get it all back, but I didn't think I could because my body wasn't able to digest hardly anything.
Yeah.
And... So what I did was I ate a lot of turkey and chicken and I couldn't digest red meat at all. So I never eat it, but
okay.
I eat chicken and turkey and some fish, and I can't handle a lot of fish either. I'm allergic to it too. But with that, I eat potatoes like red potatoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, are really, really, really good for you in general. And white potatoes will put weight on you. And so you just do the best you can with eating those and with butter, and that'll help you put the weight on. I also eat potato chips, which are probably one of the worst foods you can eat, but it's the only way I keep my weight on is if I eat potato. I have to have potato chips because it keeps the salt going. And I eat the kind with the good salt, you know, what is that salt called? It's not table salt. It's sea salt.
Sea salt.
And sea salt. And it's the only thing other than potatoes, or potato chips are what keep the weight on for me. I'm 125 and I'm 5'10". And
that's why I'm trying to be at 125. I weigh 106.
Yeah, I was way down there too, and I had to. And it's taken me 3 or 4 years to get up to 125. And so so you just have to, you do it slowly and you'll do it. You just build yourself back up. And Sue said, look into the vitamins and stuff. And it's just, you know, it's a long thing, but you'll get better. But I wanted to tell you what the reindeer meant was, it's reminding you to stay on track with your goals because the end of your emotional or spiritual journey, is now in sight. Stay with the path you are currently following and know that you are on the right track. Trust your instincts and stay focused on your own path. Stay clear of other people's dramas and allow your own light to shine for yourself. This animal is asking you to take a leap of faith and go ahead with your plans. Yes, you really can fly, but the key is in believing that all things are possible. Let go of your roadblocks and embark on this new journey of faith, trust, and instinct. And it also says you're very family-oriented and skillful in communication and social activities. And so you're very helpful to friends and family also.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's nice that you have that animal around you, and I just want to wish you good luck, and please call us back and let us know how you're doing. I know that lupus is a really hard one, but it's manageable. I have several friends who have it. It's manageable, and you can still have a regular, a normal life and do everything. It's just You just have to, you know, have your doctors help you with it. And like Sue said, the diet is really important. It's really, really important. And drinking enough water. I can never get enough water myself. I have to drink it even in the middle of the night. I don't have lupus,
too.
But I have something like lupus.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Beautiful. And
thank you.
Lynn is here, and she's saying, Tasha, I'd like to give you Lynn's message. She's with the ladies as well, but unfortunately her, I guess, like it's exacting up where she is. But she was getting an elevator. That's the first thing that she saw when you first started talking. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And it felt like you maybe were being stuck on ground floor possibly.
Elevator?
Yeah, she got a vision of an elevator. And then she's saying that, oh, my goodness, now, like, next she sees you need help opening the door, you know, for yourself. You can't go, you cannot go, like, totally to the top, and then you do need help opening the door. As well, when Sue was mentioning, like, about, like, you know, diet and food and, like, you know, detoxifying and everything, Lynn was picking up toxic energy as well as, like, physical stuff, like, in regard to watching your diet and everything. There's some toxic energy around you. Okay? And you've got to allow yourself to receive what Lynn is saying. And believe that you deserve it, okay? You know what? You just have to open your arms wide and, you know, be open to receiving all the universe wants to gift you with. It's your birthright because you're here. Okay? And what and she's saying what other people think of you, like, is none of, you know, it's none of your business. It doesn't matter. It's what you think of you, okay?
Yep, that's what I've been doing lately. I just ain't be caring. I've just been living in my own truth and worth and wearing my crown proud.
Really, really beautiful. Are there some people in your life that you may consider toxic? Because we were getting, like, maybe, like, negative people, you know, in regard to when the detox, the word detox came up, and situations, you know. Really look and see how each relationship, you know, serves you, you know.
Okay.
Is there an equal balance of giving and receiving? And then you're going to figure it out if, you know, these relationships are not what you thought they were, okay?
Okay.
And keep up with that water. Lots and lots of water, hon, okay?
Okay. All right.
Bless, Tasha. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was really cool because as you guys were talking, Lynn was picking up on a lot of stuff, too. That was really neat.
Oh, cool.
Pick up another call here.
These are great messages. It's so nice to have all these messages.
Hello, 302 area code. You're live with Into the Light.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Can we have your name, please?
My name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. I was wondering, I'm getting ready to change careers and was wondering what when it looks like I'm going to land a full-time job.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies here. Ladies, who wants to go?
Hi, Jackie. This is Jan.
Hi.
I'm seeing a full moon pass by right now. That's what I was seeing when you're talking about this whole situation. And there was a wolf that came through. And I'm still seeing the wolf face right now. So that's the animal that I see for you. So let me just go ahead and check out what wolf says. Did you say that you were wondering about the timing, right, of when you were going to change jobs? Is that what you said?
Right.
Okay. Have you found another job? I mean, have you already found the job, or are you looking right now?
I'm just beginning to look.
Oh, okay, you're just beginning to look. Okay. Because I was thinking, oh, maybe it's the full moon that you're going to change jobs. But, well, we've just had a full moon, and so another full moon will be in a month. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's a month. I'm just going to say I see a full moon.
Okay.
And the wolf's characters are that characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. If you feel at a loss with regard to a relationship, a project, or your career, this is the time to call on the wolf to help you with your life path and purpose. And so that's me, that's part of it. And if you want to express more communication, and particularly by adding body language and vocal inflection in your speaking, and there's a strong sense of family and community and intuitive sense of social order. So avoid confrontations and, express yourself verbally, but avoid confrontations.
Okay.
And one more thing. It says you're a natural-born teacher imparting knowledge, and you are at ease with your closest friends and family. So that's what the wolf is, very much of a pack animal. They love being around their family and friends, and they're very loyal. So does that resonate with you? That animal
it does,
type?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
welcome. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Sue now.
Hi, Jackie. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I'm getting that you're excited about changing, but you have some fear of the unknown, of what's to come.
Yeah, but I think it is more excitement, though.
Yeah. Any of the doubts or fears that you're having, push those aside. 'Cause I'm getting that it's time for you to move forward and go for it. Don't hold back. Just spread your wings and fly. This is the time for you to take that next step and expand.
Uh-huh.
And also be real clear on what it is that you want. Not just, I want a new job. Be specific on the job that you want, and call the angels in to help them guide you and put everything in motion. But I think if you concentrate on the excitement and push the fear aside and just take that step, everything is going to fall into place and you're going to move forward.
Okay. I did write out what the attributes I wanted in my, the people I work with and the workspace, and the commute even. So I did do that.
That's good. That's really, really good. Because I'm feeling like it is really time for you to step forward and take the chance. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be this new job. Is it different than what you're doing now? Because it feels different.
Well, I went back to school. I'm middle-aged. I went back to school to get a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. And my internship is up in 2 weeks. And school will be done August 14th. So I'll essentially have my diploma the end of August. And I want to start earning a paycheck again.
Are you going to be working mostly with children?
I right now only work with adults, and my thought was that I would work with adults.
Okay. Because
I wanted to concentrate with workplace bullying, because I've spent so many years in the corporate workplace.
And there's a lot of it there.
I
was hearing children because of the bullying. I don't know, but I got children, too. That's why I thought maybe that would be the difference. But it might be because of the advanced education that you're moving forward with that. And that's the difference.
Okay.
So I keep hearing different than before.
Oh, Okay.
But, yeah, it's, you're going to move. I feel like you are definitely going to move forward, take the step, and spread your wings.
I feel like I'm ready to, and I have plans to go on to different training, and
absolutely.
You know, I want to be effective.
Absolutely. Yeah, just keep moving forward. Everything is lining up, and it's going to be perfect for you.
Awesome.
And
great.
That's what I'm
that's
picking
beautiful.
Up, Jackie.
All right. Well, thank
beautiful.
You.
And Jackie, Lynn is, she's typing to me, and I'm going to read her portion of the reading. She's saying, please be careful of situations that appear to be too good to be true. It may be tempting to follow one path that looks, you know, like it's better than the other. And I'm getting like an easy slide, but carefully consider all your options, not just the glam ones. And, okay, something that seems humble at first may not turn into something great. So you've got to be careful with that. And I was shown keys. While you were talking, I was shown keys. And it's telling me that you hold the keys to really changing your life. Please believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, focus on only what you can control, the other stuff that you can't worry about. And I also was getting maybe the next person that you talk to may know of a place where a job will be available and you may, you know, be able to get that position.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and don't pay for it. I'm getting like, you know, like they have agencies and everything. The angels are advising against, you know, paying for a position.
I'm sorry, the angels are advising what?
Against, like, you know, paying, like, to go to an agency to pay for a position. They're saying you don't have to pay for a job.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Because I spent a whole year interning for free, so I'm ready to, you know, I need some money in the bank.
Beautiful advice that was given to you, and just watch in case it seems a little bit too tempting, you know, as
mm-hmm.
Lynn said. And she's saying, look at the people you will be working with, not just the job, which is really, really important.
Right.
You know, the people that are there with you. That's a very good piece of advice, Lynn. Okay, so
yeah.
I hope that helped you. Jackie, could you please give us a call back and let us know how you're doing?
I will. Are you guys on every Friday night?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yep. Please call
All right,
us back.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great evening. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, we have another one coming up here. Area code 631. You're live with Into the Light. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, Suzanne. And I was just asking if you pick up anything on my love life, going on a blind date Sunday, anything about my son, anything.
Hey. Jan?
Now, let me see here. I was, Suzanne, I know you, Suzanne. I recognize your voice.
I haven't called in a long time.
I remember you. Oh, gosh. Let me get rid of this. There's some music going on here. I have to get rid of that. Okay. Let's see here what's coming through right now. I was looking something up while you came on, so I didn't get my normal look here. But I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing the woods right now with a bunch of trees. I don't know if you've just been out in the woods or going there, or, but that's what I'm seeing.
I live by the woods.
Okay, so that's why I'm seeing it. And I'm seeing a car. So, you know, that's typical because you probably drive a car too. And
I do.
And, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see. Right now there's no animal coming through at the moment, but it will in a second. And I feel like there's somebody in the midst for you, but I'm not seeing him, but I can feel him. Do you know what I mean? I can sort of feel that there's now I'm seeing a bird. So it's just like a canary. That's what it is. It's a canary. Did you say that you wanted to know when you were going to have a date or when somebody was coming through. Is that what you said?
Well, I have a blind date on Sunday. He seems very sweet, but I'm looking for a lasting relationship, and I just want to know if it was him or coming in soon.
Well, let's see. Let's see what the canary says just for a second here. Whatever has gone before, let it all go. And greet the morning sun with a spirited welcome and renewed sense of hope and purpose. And you're now discovering the power of your own voice and how influential and effective it is in speaking and or singing. You need more fresh air and sunlight for your health and vitality. The emotional and spiritual atmosphere you surround yourself with will greatly influence your mood and your state of well-being. So it's probably a good idea to get outside when you can. And get out in the sun a little bit, and experiment with the uses of sound for healing, both as a receiver and as a healer. I don't know if you are into singing, but singing is so healing to use your voice that way. And you have, do you ever sing by any chance?
No.
No? Okay. What you say and how you say it will have considerable impact on others, depending on whether you say it with love and compassion or with harshness and discouragement. So that's a good message right there, you know, just being careful and being aware of what we say to others and how we say it. And you may want to improve your communication skills, particularly with sound and the tone of your voice. That's always good, too, because I've heard that it's always nice to use your voice in a positive way, you know, upbeat and using higher tones to it so that it has a positive energy to it. So anyway, that's partially what the canary is saying. And I was basically seeing you in the car driving, and I feel like there's somebody coming to you, but I'm not sure if this guy is the one. You know what I mean? Like the one you're going to have a commitment with on your date. But I think it'll be nice to have a date and enjoy yourself. Just, you know, have a good time. And right now I'm sort of not seeing... I'm not really seeing the guy, but I can feel it. I can feel it. You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to have a relationship in the near future. It might not be right away, like a committed type of situation. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be later. That's the feeling that I'm getting. But let's see what Sue has to say.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Sue.
Hello.
The first message that came through was a big caution sign and to move slowly. Are you coming out of a difficult situation right now? Trying to move past something that was holding you back?
A little.
Okay. Because I pulled a couple of cards. Because that was right away, it came, like I said, the caution sign and to move ahead slowly. And the cards that I pulled for you were Archangel Jeremiah, which is overcoming difficulties. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. And the next one was Archangel Michael saying you're safe. So whatever that you're holding on to from the past that might be interfering with you moving forward, you have to step above that and let it go. But move ahead slowly and prioritize. Make sure that you have all your priorities in order of what you're looking for. I don't think this guy that you're going out with is going to be a long-term commitment. He might turn out to be a good friend, someone that you could hang out with, but I would move ahead very, very slowly.
Okay.
Okay, but try to work on whatever it is that is holding you back. If it's been heartbreak from a past relationship, if it was negative influences from a past relationship, whatever it is that, and it might even not be on the surface. It might be something that you're holding deep down. Let that go. Give it to the angels. Release it. And you'll be able to move forward and be more open for what is coming in a positive relationship. But I agree with Jan. I don't see this one as being the one.
Okay.
Okay. But that's what I was getting for you.
Okay. Do you see any... Go ahead.
This is DC. I'm going to give you just what Lynn had. Let me see what she's typing here. Okay. She's saying the sign of Libra comes up really strong. Are you a Libra? If not, it may be the potential person that you'll meet.
I am a Libra.
Okay. So that's what you picked up on. Okay. And I was getting, don't be in a hurry. It's not the best time. We agreed that you were going to meet someone possibly at a special event. Do you have you been invited to something special, like a wedding or something?
No.
Well, there may be a special event coming up in the near future. If you get an invitation, please accept it. And Lynn was saying you're going to meet someone that's not the usual type of person that you would probably be interested in, okay? And I was getting, you know, don't assume, like, you know, this isn't my type of person. Start talking to that person. And she you know, she agreed, take a second look at someone who you might not think is, you know, of as Mr. Right. Okay? And I was getting that he possibly may work in the financial field. And that's what we have for you tonight. I hope that helps, Suzanne.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Suzanne. And Suzanne, would you please call us back and to let us know how it all goes. I want to find out, because I like the idea of the financial, because I see a guy, right now I'm seeing a guy running. I feel like there's this guy running to you or something, and he has a suit on.
Awesome.
But he's different. He's different. He's kind of like a...
There you go, Smash. That is so awesome. I just got the chills.
Really? Yeah, he's like a different...
That gave me the chills.
Of,
like, oh, my gosh.
Guy in a suit, you know, he's not your typical.
Yeah, so he's not going to be the,
like,
you know, the person that you would normally be attracted to, right, Jan? It's going to be someone like a little bit different. Like, give him a second look.
Yes, exactly. I totally agree with that.
Like, I'm not going to, like, a different personality or something?
He might not even be, you know, at first, like, you might say, well, he's not exactly my type, but then, you know what? Maybe you'll start talking and give him a chance, you know?
Okay.
Don't judge by its cover is what I'm getting. Don't judge a book by its cover. So just give them a second chance, okay?
All right, I will.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 404, you're live with Into the Light. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Ashia.
Okay. Do you have a question for us? Ashia?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. I want to know, like, excuse me. I want to know, like, which school do you see me, like, getting into, like, being able to graduate, and which school, like, you know, going to accept me for radiology tech? Is Georgia State University and Atlanta Metro. And then I was thinking about, Atlanta Tech.
Okay. Ladies?
Oh, wait, no. It's called Georgia State University. It used to be called Perimeter. Georgia Perimeter.
Hi. And what was your name again?
Ashia.
Sheila? Okay. Hi, Sheila. This is Jan.
No,
Ashia.
No. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you're talking about it, I'm not getting names. I'm getting pink leaves on a tree. And so that I feel like that's the it. I don't know where this would be, where they have trees that have pink leaves, but I know there are trees with pink leaves. So that might be the place where it is. I was getting that so vividly. It just came in. It was so vivid when you're talking about it. So just keep that in mind. You just never know. And then the lion was coming through. So that's the animal that I was seeing.
Okay.
And that's a really neat animal. And so let's just check that out real fast to see what that is before we pass it on to give you a little information. Hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront anything that's uncomfortable right now, and listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. And you've been called to assume a position of authority and leadership. So that's really cool. And you've taken on a project that first seems overwhelming, even though you have the necessary skills and intelligence to complete it. So it sounds like to me all forces ahead, and it sounds positive to me. And I'm not getting, I couldn't really understand so much of what you were saying of which school it is, but the school, it somewhere along the line, the pink leaves are important in this situation. So think of that.
Georgia State University. I don't know.
Is that Georgia State?
Georgia State University was one of them.
Is where would be one of them. Okay.
And then Atlanta Metro.
And what?
Atlanta Metro College and Atlanta Tech.
Atlanta Tech.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're trying to figure out which one to go to or which one is going to take you or what?
Yes, which one is going to, like, take me and I'll be able to pass and graduate.
I see. And you haven't started either one of them yet?
Well, the Georgia State University used to be called Georgia Perimeter. I took in the Accuplacer test, and I passed all the tests college level, but the math, I failed by 4 points.
Okay.
Took it 20 and above. I think I was 17 or something like that.
I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so are you going to take it again then?
Yes, I'm just nervous. I'm not
right.
Good with math.
Right. Well, I think you'll be taking it again, and you can get some, what I would do is get some tutoring about the math before you take the test again. Try to get some tutoring on it. Can you do that?
Yeah, they offer free tutoring. Yes, no,
oh, good.
I wanted that.
Yeah.
Offer free tutoring. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would just go ahead and follow through on that, and you're going to that lion is sitting right here in front of me and wants you to, and I can see it just saying you're going to get through one of these goals. So just go ahead, forge ahead and do what you need to do what you need to do to get through it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Oh, and then my job. Oh, it's about my school. My job, right, that I have now. I have a job interview on Tuesday, and I have a feeling that I'm going to get this job. But my thing is, which one would be appropriate to keep with my school, with me trying to get, you know, a schooling job at the same time? The new job or the one I work at the mall? Both of them is dispatch. One is with a plumbing company, and then the other one is at a mall dispatch.
The one that has the hours that can be flexible, the one that you can stand that is flexible enough to deal with school is the one that you can keep.
Because, see, both of them are in the morning, and one is just $10 and the other is $13. But the one that's $10 at the mall that I've been doing, I know that I don't have no worries about, you know, getting fired and nothing like that. Just, you know, when you start with something new, even though it's more money, it's like, oh, I got to wonder if I'm going to get fired or, you know, like that.
What do you like the mall job? I mean, would you,
Where are you working now?
I'm working at, this is Mall Cop Stop the Cab, but I watch their cameras with the security team. And I watch their cameras.
Do you like that job? Is that a good, do you like it?
I like it, but it's this girl there that is just giving me a hard time.
We just
got into it, so we're not, she's not the boss or nothing, but it's just, I just don't feel right being around her.
I keep feeling the mall, but then I'm a mall person. I love malls. And
yes,
I just keep hearing the mall, you know, but you have to get the job. Just personally, if I'm going to give you advice, not psychically, the job that can be more flexible is going to be a nice thing. Because when I went to college, I had jobs and they were flexible. That's what made it easier was to have a job that was more flexible. Because you're going to have to make your college sort of number one.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You're going to have they're always going to have it. You know, you have a schedule with the college, and then your job. It's a little bit tricky. You can figure it out. You'll work it out. And if you feel like you can't handle that job right now and it's too uncomfortable with her, I would move on to the mall. That's what I would do.
Jan, I just want to let you guys know that the air time is down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay.
But
it
will continue after that for probably maybe another half hour. It's just that you're going to lose the air time. Like, you have callers in key, but the other ones can't join in, like, afterwards. All righty?
So, Sue, let's pass it over to Sue then.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hi, Shia. This is Sue.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, hon. I'm hearing the technical college. That's what I kept hearing was the tech.
Atlanta Tech.
Yeah, I think that would be your better bet on that. And Jan was saying to follow your heart, and I was picking up on passion. So you have to decide which one you're more passionate about, and you really have to push your fears aside and go for it completely at whichever college you do decide.
Right.
And as far as the job, I would say too many changes would be too much stress for you right now.
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to be going to a new school, learning a new career, and for at the school, and have a new career on the outside, a new job. That would be so much stress added on to you. Would that be something that you're going to be able to handle?
No, ma'am. I was thinking that, too.
With what is going to be the best for you and push the fear aside.
Okay.
As long as you let the fear keep moving up, it's going to keep holding you back.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Let the fear
pull
you. You've got too much that you're holding inside, and you're letting it take over. Stop that.
Okay.
You're a strong person. If you take control back and push that fear away, you're going to move forward faster than you ever planned on. But as long as you hang on to that fear, you're not going to move forward.
Okay.
So work on getting rid of that fear, and the sky's going to be the limit for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. How do you get rid of it, though? Because my friend was telling me I need to learn how to let things go. But it's like my mind keeps just racing.
You have to decide that you're better than that problem.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Acknowledge what the problem is. Feel what you have to feel. And then release it. Call on the angels to help you, to give you strength to let it go. Write it down. Go outside and burn it. And once you burn it, you're done with it.
Okay.
And if it's a person that keeps it up, get rid of them.
Okay.
You don't need anchors on you. You're not a boat held in place. You don't need an anchor.
Yes, ma'am, you're right.
So you have to love yourself.
Right.
And stop doubting yourself. So number one, love yourself. Look at the mirror every single day and say, I'm beautiful, I'm intelligent, I love me.
Okay.
And keep doing it until you convince yourself that you're an awesome person. You are worth loving yourself. And then get rid of all the garbage.
Yes, ma'am, you're right.